18.
Goethe wrote The Sorrows of Young Werther in the 18th century. In this novel, the hero, Werther, is in love with a young woman. When she marries another man, Werther feels so hopeless. One day, he decides to end his life. He dresses up in a blue coat and yellow vest, sits down at his desk with an open book, and shoots himself. The novel quickly became a bestseller, but its side effects were shocking. In the following years, many men throughout Europe did the same thing as Werther. They dressed up like him and shot themselves. Some people claimed that Werther's suicide led to more than 2,000 suicides by readers of the novel. Later, the phenomenon of such imitation suicides started to be called the Werther effect. The Werther effect was not limited to the 18th century. In August 1962, famous American actress Marilyn Monroe killed herself by taking sleeping pills. Following her suicide, there were 197 similar suicides by women across America. The most recent case happened in 2009, when American pop superstar Michael Jackson died. Though he didn't commit suicide, more than 10 fans killed themselves after his death in order to be with him. Some people blame the media for creating this phenomenon. By glorifying celebrities' deaths, they encourage people to believe that it's okay to commit suicide after them.